USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Meeting at the White House with oil industry executives, President Trump says the United States should take advantage of low oil prices by filling up the national reserves.
I think you should go back, though, Kevin. I think you should go back and see Jen. If you guys could go back and do a separate bill. And beyond that, you know, I think it's 75 million barrels right now to fill it up. That's not that much. So it's fairly in pretty good shape. But we have other areas that are bigger, frankly, that we could fill up too. But at those prices, we should be pumping it up. So maybe you guys could check on and see what you can do about it.
The nation's small businesses are lining up for emergency coronavirus relief. Bank of America says nearly 60,000 customers applied for $6 billion in loans on day one of the program. The bank was the first major lender to launch its web portal on Friday. USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Thank goodness for the balance of nature. It just keeps me strong and healthy, and I don't have any aches and pains. I've taken so many supplements and all the different things they promise, and I'm like, I don't feel anything. I don't feel anything. You know, vitamins, protein powders, whey proteins, all this stuff that says it's going to do what it's going to do. But the balance of nature exceeded my expectations. I cannot believe how it has affected everything. So I am completely grateful for it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
America's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says there should be a nationwide stay-at-home order.
If you look at what's in those 30-day recommendations of the guidelines, that's essentially what it is. I mean, I know it's difficult, but we're having a lot of suffering, a lot of death. This is inconvenient from an economic and a personal standpoint, but we just have to do it. That is our major weapon against this virus right now. Yeah. We don't have a vaccine that's deployed. This is the only thing we have, and we can get through it.
Next week is Holy Week for Christians, and Cardinal Timothy Dolan in New York is encouraging Catholics to watch services and masses online or on TV.
We desperately miss the presence of the physical presence of our people, but we trust in their spiritual presence, and our people miss being there.
Church doors are closed throughout the New York Archdiocese as part of measures to prevent the spread of coronavirus. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
President Trump says he's taken a second test for coronavirus. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
President Trump at the daily White House coronavirus briefing reveals he takes a second test out of curiosity to see how quickly it works and that he tests negative for the virus. His White House physician sending out a note saying the test takes 1 minute and results are back within 15 minutes.
As many people struggle to adjust to life at home, whether that's having kids at home because the kids are not in school or people are now working from home and having to self-quarantine, lots of folks are suffering from anxiety. Gabby Bernstein is a New York Times best-selling author and motivational speaker. She joins ABC's Good Morning America with some tips on how you can keep your stress and anxiety levels low.
I think that we have to set intentions every single day to allow ourselves to show up with a better attitude and a better perspective. So one thing I've been doing every morning is I get out my journal and I write two questions down. How do I want to feel today? And what do I want to give today? And when we think about what we want to give today, do I want to give groceries to a neighbor? Do I want to give to a charity? Do I want to give by posting something positive on social media? And by setting ourselves up with an intention each day, it really allows us to get into an energy that's going to be sustainable all throughout the day.
Some good advice there. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.